Cornucopia Radio presents.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every...
2 weeks. 2 bloody weeks about to put up with that song. You just killed a classic song that I've loved all my life and I may never be able to listen to it again without wanting to maim something. God, you're like a broken record. Literally.
Zach, it soothes the pain.
Pain doesn't last a fortnight.
Heartbreak is slow at healing.
No. Broken kneecaps are slow at healing. Which is kind of an ironic coincidence, as that's what you'll receive if I ever hear that song again.
You said you liked Poison.
I did until you overplayed it. The 90s era did this with the Spice Girls, and now it's hard to listen to them.
Okay, I'll stop. Why are you in such a mood? You had the day off from work, and all you did was just play on your Playbox or whatever it's called. You and that bloody guitar game you play.
You know I love that game.
You're obsessed with that game. You play it all day and night. And to make matters worse, you don't eat anything but chocolate fingers during the song. You place it in your mouth, and then I have to watch it slowly disappear as you play. It's like watching a snake devour its prey.
Well, I'm not playing now, am I?
You've only turned it off because The Simpsons is nearly on.
Oh, yeah, it's nearly on. Come on, let's watch it. It'll help you get your mind off that idiot.
Fine.
They really aren't.
Skull and jaw from
Rob the People.
Otto, a red traffic light means what?
Woo, no time for brain teasers. Today's the day I ask my girlfriend to take a ride on the matrimony pony.
Otto's got a girlfriend. Otto's got a girlfriend.
That's right, I do.
I know you do, baby.
Otto, since when have you had a girlfriend?
What's to that for? I was getting into that.
I've seen it before.
Well, I haven't. Put it back on.
No.
Why?
It's the episode where Otto proposes to his girlfriend.
Ah, I take it that you're being sympathetic towards me of the thought that I've broken up with my boyfriend and the scene of a marriage would upset me. So, in conclusion, you've turned it off to save me the grief? Oh, you are sweet.
It's not that. Otto uses "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" as his proposal song.
Oh, quite ironic, really. What's for tea?
Biscuits?
No, you are not playing that thing tonight. We are going to enjoy this silence and enjoy each other's company.
Enjoy silence? How is that remotely possible? Noise is the one thing in this world that tells me people are alive and you're not getting stalked. Have you ever seen that episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer when those demons silence the whole town so they can chase you and cut out your heart and you can't scream?
You are disturbed. You know that?
Yes, I do. I tell that to my imaginary friend every day.
Either way, I'm not having biscuits for tea again. We'll cook something.
We haven't done a big shop yet.
Damn, we haven't. Let's order something then. What are you up for?
Well, seeing as you look so hot in that dressing gown...
I meant, what kind of takeaway do you fancy? Think about the next words that come out of your mouth.
Pizza? Kebab? Burger? Chicken? Curry?
I know the list. What do you want?
Pizza? Kebab? Burger? Chicken? Curry?
A Chinese.
Chinese.
That's it. You're on a diet. No more yellow coloured cartoons, no more Playbox guitar games, and definitely no more biscuits. It's bad for you.
No, they're not. They're just bad for my teeth. I'm okay with it.
I meant your lifestyle, you idiot. What do you want?
I'll have a chicken noodle dish.
Hi there. Can I place an order for a delivery, please? Yeah. Can I have a chicken noodle dish... and a chicken curry with egg fried rice, please. No, that's all, thanks. It's 47 Heltmore Road. Just of Lansdowne? Brilliant. Thank you.
How long?
Should be about 1/4 hour.
Ah, good. What should we do to pass the time?
Wait until Hollyoaks is on.
I'd rather you just go back to your room and cry and listen to Poison again.
It's getting good, though.
I will have to feed you to the landlord's Alsatian.
You are a penis. You know that.
Well, I do own one. What's your excuse?
Sounds like a certain someone is on his period.
Well, at least I'm... Oh, no. Oh, bugger it.
Want a biscuit?
Thought I was on a diet.
You can start tomorrow.
Cheers. Sorry about snapping earlier.
It's okay.
Think I'm having a midlife crisis.
You're 21.
All right, a sub-midlife crisis. I had one of those thingies.
A thingy?
Yeah, a thingy.
Could you describe this thingy?
You know, a thingy.
Oh, wow, pennies dropped now you've repeated it.
Oh, you know, the sudden moment of self-realisation.
Oh, an epiphany.
What'd you just call me?
No, I mean, that's what you had. A moment of self-realisation is called an epiphany.
Okay. Well, yeah, I had one of those epitome things and it just made me depressed. I'm 21 and finished uni, you know, and I thought that everything would fall into place for me. But it didn't. I wanted to be an actor or a singer and all I got was, oh, you're absolutely rubbish. You call that singing? Get out of here, kid.
Sam Cowell was not fair on you, was he?
No, not one bit. Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to act then after. So I did a course on it. Then no theatre would accept me, reasons unknown. Then you go down to the job centre to see if you can get a normal job. Turns out a performing arts degree does nothing in your favour. Now I just work in a bar, earning less than a minimum wage, and watching people enjoy themselves while I serve them drinks so they can divulge into happiness or sadness. Well, I can't join in. I tried to bite the bullet. Instead, a bit too hard, and now I've got gunpowder in my mouth. And I've broken a filling.
Fancy a cuppa?
Go on then. So, I guess we're both in the sewers, as it were. I'm in a dead-end job and got nothing more to look forward to. Meanwhile, on the other hand, I've got 4 fingers and a thumb.
And on the other hand... You've got me with no more boyfriend and taking photographs for a living. I thought I was going to be taking pictures of male models or wildlife, but no. I get to take pictures of the furniture and gadgets that are going to be in the next Argos Christmas catalogue.
We're both in our early 20s and we've reached a halt in our lives and all we have to show for it is your small boobs, my chocolate-stained t-shirt and an order of Chinese we're still waiting for. Can it get any worse than this?
Out of sugar for the tea.
Right, where's the bleach?
You're going to clean the toilet on a mental breakdown?
No, I'm going to use it as my new substitute for mouthwash.
You're not committing suicide. You're not getting out of the complicated life that easily.
All right, I'll have my Chinese food first. Could be worse, I mean. You could be taking photos of fast food restaurants. But you'd never stoop that low, would you? Would you? Oh, that's tragic.
You still want this cup of tea?
Changing the subject? Oh well, bottoms up.
Well?
Yeah, there's nothing like a crappy cup of tea. Oh, for mother's sake. Why didn't it ring before I drank that tea? You could have saved my life.
Don't shout at the phone. It can't hear you. Tell the person who's ringing you that.
Oh, I will. You could have saved me from drinking the crappiest cup of tea I've ever had in my bleeding life. Oh. Hi, Mum. How are you? No, I don't want a bar of soap in my mouth. Soap. It's gonna take a while. I'll take it in the bedroom. Thank you. Oh, the feast is prepared.
Yep, tuck in. What's that you've got?
The videotape. Don't know what's on it. I found it in one of my packing boxes while I was talking to Mum. I got bored with her talking about the neighbour and how the foxes got at the chicken in the bin bag last night, so I did some exploring. Fancy watching it while we eat? And if it's a porno, I apologise in advance.
You know what? Even if it is a porno, I'll watch it. About the only action I'm going to get for a while.
You're willing to watch a potential porn film while we eat?
I'm very experimental.
Oh, that would have put me off my food, but I'm too hungry to care. So let's just see what's on this.
Well, this is an old one.
I must have taped this when I was about 12. How's it managed to survive this long?
You used to tape Goosebumps off the telly.
Yeah, it was like my favourite programme as a kid.
You must have been a dedicated fan.
I was. Problem was, that it was on at the same time I used to do my paper round as a kid, so I had to tape it. I'm just shocked that it still lives.
What episode was this?
I think it's the one about the mask that gets stuck to your face. Now I think about it, it wasn't really that scary.
It was for kids.
I know. Now I can see why my mum said I was wasting my time with these shows.
We had such a sad upbringing, didn't we?
And yet we wouldn't have changed it for the world.
Yep, the 90s was definitely the way to go.
I bet you cried when Take That broke up.
Cried? I was bloody heartbroken. What was your favourite song back then?
Can't recall. I do remember listening to a lot of Boom Shake the Room.
Ah, the Fresh Prince.
Of Bel-Air. So, this is a story.
All about how my life got turned upside down.
And I'd like to take a minute.
Just sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Oh, we are sad.
Yep. I think I'm going to cry.
I think I know how to make you cry.
I'm dreading this.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
Waterworks on standby.
You love me, really.
Whatever you say, darling.
We're in our own doomed little relationship.
You are determined to make me cry.
Pain is pleasure.
Ugh. I just had a terrible vision.
Of what?
Of what you get up to in the bedroom.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, no. I'm not having this conversation.
Where are you going?
I need to park my breakfast.
You know what I said? There are some things that you need to keep to yourself. That was one of them.
You asked, though, didn't you?
Please use the air freshener. Last time you went, it was like walking to a mustard gas farm.
I can't hear you, you know.
Bloody hell. I'm only passing the time. Anyway, how can you hear me through a closed door while you're passing gas like a foghorn? Have you got ships harbouring in there?
You'll want to talk. I came here the other day and saw a log down here.
I flush that toilet every time I use it.
Oh, rubbish! Oh, so I assume we have ghosts in this flat that eat sweet corn for dinner then. I'd eat that crap and that log looked like it had the measles.
You analyse anal waste?
It was staring right at me. You couldn't avoid it.
Thank you for spraying.
You're welcome.
What should we do?
Well, my diet starts tomorrow, so I'm going to play my guitar game.
You freak.
Come on. I'll teach you how to play.
Get stuffed.
Oh, come on. It's like a dance mat for your fingers, and you're really good at dance mats.
All right, but I won't enjoy it.
Give it a chance. Here, I'll put you on an easy one.
You need to put the game on.
Actually, I had the game on. Just wasn't on the right channel.
You are so sad. You still have Goosebumps on tape. You can't even buy tapes anymore.
Just play. Red. Green. Keep your finger on it. Never mind. Just hit the red. You meant to flick the strum bar and hold the red note down to make a sound. Not green, red, I said. What are you doing, woman? Are you colourblind? Ah, at last, you've got a note. You're in the red, you're in the red. Lift the guitar up so it's vertical. Green. Green. Oh, green! Two words for you, Soph. You're crap.
Well, it was my first time.
Ah, well. I knew you wouldn't have Rockstar in your blood anyway.
Then why'd you make me play it?
Like you said, to pass the time. And to have a bit of a laugh.
A bit of a laugh? You were screaming at me. I did not even hear a slight giggle out of you.
I was laughing subconsciously.
Well, I'm going to bash this guitar across your head. And I'm going to be laughing subconsciously too.
Don't you be smashing up my stuff.
Pay? Not me joking. God, you've got a face on you.
Like what?
The look that people would reserve for people who say things like, what's wrong with genocide?
You've been waiting a long time to get that line out. Seemed a bit too intelligent for you.
2 days, actually. So sod off.
I can't spend all night in this pigsty with you. I'm going to pub.
I thought you were skint.
Well, I'm not, so there.
Thank bloody Christ for that. Right, where's that remote? Hollyoaks time. He's left the game on. Maybe I could have one more go. I might be better without him breathing down my neck.
No. Turns out that tenner we had the Chinese with was my last one. I am skint. Can I ask you a really serious question? A question I've wanted to ask you for a long time.
You're not going to ask me out, are you?
Ugh! Don't be revolting. I wanted to ask. Is a Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit?
It's a cake. It's in the effing title.
Yeah, but we keep them in the biscuit tin.
They're the same shape as a biscuit, but they're cakes.
No, a sponge is a cake. A gâteau is a cake. A Jaffa is something else. Now, I've come up with a theory.
Another one? Remember the theory you had about that Spanish guy upstairs? And he went missing, and you said the landlord's Alsatian ate him.
I still think that theory holds water. There was a lot of dog hair in his flat. Strands of meat were scattered all over the place, and the dog suddenly looks like it wants to chew off my face.
Now, that I can explain. He used to take care of the dog when the landlord was on holiday. He worked at the butcher's, so he had meat to feed the dog. And the dog always looked at you hungrily anyway. The Spanish guy went home for a while.
Rubbish. Anyway, back to the Jaffa theory. Maybe a Jaffa is somewhere between a biscuit and a cake. A biscake.
You know what?
What?
I'm just going to stop listening to you.
Well, that's where you're going wrong in life. I've seen some things that would make your hair stand on end.
Like what?
Hair gel, it's called. Get a little blob on your hand, rub it in your hair, and it makes it all stand on end.
Is your neck brittle?
No? Why?
It's worth a shot, I suppose.
Round one. Fight!
You're joking me. No, you're really joking me. Get off!
Finish him! Flawless victory!
Oh, that really hurt!
Serves you right.
What for? I was defending myself. You were going to kill me.
Well, you had it coming.
You're lucky. Oh, I'm too lazy to sue.
Oh, are you going to live?
Don't fret. I'm not jumping into my eternal bed just yet. I'm arming myself tonight, though. Just sod off, will you?
Look, Zach, I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah, right.
No, I really am. You just aggravate me to pieces and all my anger was building up and I just had to lash out. Come here. Let me look at that.
Ow.
Sorry.
That's weird. You sounded like you actually meant that.
Well, I am. I mean, it's not your fault you're a plonker and keep splitting your lips.
It isn't my fault. Thanks to you, I've got another stain to add to the t-shirt.
You know, in all this time I've known you, I've never realised quite how nice your eyes look.
What's this? Why the sudden kindness?
The guilt has finally caught up with me, I guess.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks for that.
Okay. I do believe I'm a kind of Florence Nightingale by heart.
Should have been a nurse. I'm sure there's some guy out there that would appreciate you in a nice nurse's outfit.
Yeah, but he buggered off, didn't he?
Well, he was messing you up for, like, forever. He didn't serve a girl like you anyway.
What do you think I should do?
It's not really up to me what you should do.
I bet the only reason for saying that is because the only answer you have is get laid.
No? Well, yeah, but that's why I said that, because I give out rubbish advice.
Well, I don't want another boyfriend right now. Guys are idiots anyway.
You know what? I'm sick of this depressing, crappy life. I want to be the actor I always wanted to be. No more sitting around and waiting for me to be promoted to bar supervisor in the pub. And you don't need anyone. And I don't need anyone. Let's do it. You and me. We're going to find the jobs we want and deserve. I'm going to get me an agent. You're going to go to an agency. You get your name down. I'm going to work with the greats on the stage in film. You're going to take photos of Africa and hot, half-naked men. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll rise to the occasion, like a boomerang curry on a sensitive stomach.
Where did that sudden outburst come from?
Oh, this is me having a go when I build too many things up. You attack physically, I attack verbally.
Did you mean it? What you just said?
Yeah, I did. I meant that. We need to go out there and do something with our lives. I refuse to be a zombie all my life. I want to be somebody. I want to go somewhere. And as I'm saying this, I realise I'm about to enter into song. Please stop me.
Okay, Zach. You and me, we will sort out our lives. And we will, as you said, rise to the occasion. Let us toast this occasion with champagne.
Yes! Whoa, what? Champagne? You mental? We're skint. We have no alcohol in the house. We don't even have money to go down to the pub to celebrate.
Oh, well, what have we got?
Only water to drink, as we're now out of tea bags and coffee granules. We only have one source of food to even remotely pass as edible.
Like what?
Ta-da!
Biscuits? Oh, good lord, he's not kind to us.
Oh, come on. It's our favourite food. And it's nearly empty.
Well, I suppose it's a sign of hope that there's a few left.
Ironically, it's two that's left.
Which two?
One hobnob and one bourbon.
I'll have the bourbon, please.
Very well. Here's to us. The start of a new beginning.
A new beginning.
Biscuits for Tea was written by Matthew Brown. It starred Renate Reynolds as Sophie and Robert Perkins as Zach. It was directed and edited by Peter Beeston for Cornucopia Radio. Copyright 2010